Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. You're about to listen to an extract from the virtual conversation with director Nadine Labaki on the occasion of the Life Through a Different Lens Contactless Connections, a series of conversations organized by MasterCard during the 77th Venice Film Festival. The filmmaker talks about cinema being an agent for social change and, of course, her approach to filmmaking.
So to start us off, I would love to hear your thoughts. It's something you've done through your work, which is allow cinema and great film to let us see things that we ordinarily wouldn't see. So how do you feel about great film being an agent for social change?
I've always believed in the power of, this tool. I've always believed in, because cinema and art in general actually tackles your emotional cords, as a human being. So whatever story you're going to tell or whatever subject you're going to shed the light on has a completely different, I think, impact on the individuals who are going to receive it when it comes either, from a work of art or from a song or from a painting or from cinema, from a movie you're watching, because it actually humanizes a problem. It puts a face or it tackles your emotional cord, and then you start identifying, let's say, with the story or with the person that you are watching on this big screen. You start almost sharing the same emotions or the same reactions, and you start identifying with a certain problem or with a certain situation. So I think it does have a great impact on you as a human being. So when you start understanding the impact it can have, it becomes a responsibility, because you start wanting to use this tool responsibly, and you start understanding how much power anything that you're going to be presenting, how much power it can have on the community you live in, or the society you live in, or the world you live in, especially when it tackles social issues or political issues. So you start understanding the mission it can have and the responsibility that you have as an artist to not just tell a story, but to also maybe try to engage in a debate or initiate a debate or initiate some kind of, discussion, or at least change perspectives sometimes. So I truly believe in that. I mean, I don't know if it doesn't mean that every film should have this kind of social involvement, but it is, I think, very important to understand this power and to know how to deal with it.
And that must be, for as a director, as the ultimate storyteller, I guess for me the piece that's interesting is how much you focus on the story that you're telling and how much that the reaction for your audience is not something you can control. Is that, do you try and control your audience through the story or just tell the story?
No, I mean, when you're thinking about a story or when you're writing a certain situation, because I also write my own films, I co-write my own films, so I don't think of it this way. The reference is my own emotions as a human being. I just, whatever moves me or whatever obsesses me at that moment in time usually is universal, because we all feel the same. So I think I listen to my instinct, I listen to my reactions, even sometimes physically. Sometimes you have a physical reaction when you're writing a certain scene or when you're imagining a certain situation, your body reacts, your heart starts pumping, very quickly. You have goosebumps. You smile or you have tears. You either feel very emotional, very sad, or very happy. I mean, your body physically has a certain reaction. So you have to listen to that, and I usually listen to that. So when I'm imagining that a situation or I'm writing a certain scene, I listen to how I am reacting as a human being. And usually this is my reference. It doesn't mean that I'm the only reference. Of course, we are very different. We have different human natures. But usually, to certain situation, it's a good sign. And I do that often.
And as the sort of the writer, the director, the creator, the person who uncovers these stories that have not been told before, how much does does the narrative evolve as you're actually going through the creative process? Do you write then shoot, or do you start to shoot and then realize that some of it needs rewriting or changing? How does it work?
Any work that I've done until now, any film that I've worked on until now has been rewritten so many times during the process. It's usually a very organic process, and it's of course the first phase, the first writing phase, is when you're writing the script, and this also happens in parallel with the research process, because it's very important, especially with the latest film. I did like over 3 years of research while I was writing, so we used to research and then come or go places, talk to people, talk to children, go to, you know, detention centers and prisons and those very difficult neighborhoods in Lebanon. And then we would come back and write according to what we saw, and things that were very much based on what we saw. So that was this is usually the first writing phase. And then there's a second writing phase, a rewriting phase, when you are actually shooting the film, when you start improvising also with the actors. And I like to do this a lot. Like I told you, it's an organic process. So I don't usually follow the script. The script is like a base for me, and it's a very solid base. But then scene by scene, I start maybe developing it more during the shoot, or taking it places that I'm not supposed to go to, because I like that. I like, you know, whatever life is giving me at that moment, I like to capture it, and I like to work with it. And it's like you're molding it around along the way. And then there's I collaborate a lot with the actors also. I like to I like them to be very inspired also from their own experience, with their own experience in the film. And then the third writing phase is when you're editing, and then you rewrite everything again, and you start shuffling and changing, and sometimes, you know, the film doesn't end up at all the way it was written. But of course, there's always this very solid base. You know where you start from. You know where you're going and where you want to land. But in the meantime, you can really shuffle it and keep developing it. But you have to really know your material. It's a very interesting process, and I like to do it this way.
And you've been listening to an extract from the Ritual Conversation with film director Nadine Labaki on the occasion of the Life Through a Different Lens, Contactless Connections, a series of conversations organized by Mastercard during the 77th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.